Hey, stupid. Why is this door locked, huh? I told you about locking your door when I visit, didn't I? I don't care if you're sleeping. I came to visit, and Mom and Dad are up for lunch, and I want to hang out with my big brother. Open up. You're so fucking stupid. Look at what you made me do, huh? You're gonna have fun explaining that one to Mom and Dad. You're not getting out of this. Okay. Okay. You're okay. I caught you. Get it all out. Come on. Yeah. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I got you. I know. I know. Fist gonna hurt me. I'll just wait until you're done. There he is. That's my sweet little guy. Oh, you done fighting me? Oh, good boy. God, this really brings me back. You remember when we were kids and you used to bully me so much? What was it that you used to call me? Oh, come on. Say it. Don't you remember? Say it. Oh, yeah. Pipsqueak. That's what it was, wasn't it? Well, that was back when you were still bigger than me. Things are pretty different now, aren't they? I had quite the growth spurt, and you... Well, you stayed the same height, didn't you? Oh, big brother. I know you're average height, but that still makes you small when it comes to me. Now that you're calm, how about we have our special family time? We have a few hours, and I haven't had a good orgasm since the last visit. Oh, don't be embarrassed. Remember? I locked my legs around you and made you splatter all that cum deep inside my womb. It was so fucking hot. Then I kept you there while I touched my clit and came with you inside of me. You remember yet? You made such pretty noises trying to get away. Can you make those pretty noises for me again? Huh? Wrong noises. Stop yelling. I said stop yelling. I thought we'd learned our lesson by now. That struggling is useless and all it serves is to piss me the fuck off. Fine. You want to cause a scene? You're gonna have consequences. Oh, this? This is your favorite little stuffy, isn't it? The one you've had for what? Years? I remember I used to play with it and you'd be such a little bitch about it. You'd scream and moan and deemed I'd give it back. And I'd have to, because you were, well, bigger than me. But that's not the case anymore. Oh my god. Oh, you really are pathetic. Are you actually tearing up? Oh, well, as much as I love seeing you cry, I came here to spend time with my special guy to let off some steam and get some of that dick. And really don't want to receive another noise complaint from Mom and Dad, so let's just take your little stuffy's arm and stuff it into your mouth. Get it? God, oh, I'm good. Oh, there we go. Look at you. So much quieter now. Looks like I got to play with your stuffy after all, huh? And together with you too. Oh, you're so cute. You look so pathetic right now. I just fucking love it. Don't move. Let me just make things a little more comfortable for us both. I brought some rope for us. Isn't that fun? Oh, I can barely understand you with that shit shoved in your mouth. Oh, come on, you can do it. Speak clearly for me now. There you go. I knew you could do it. Kind of like when we used to play Chubby Bunny, huh? Well, I got the rope because I'm getting a little tired of you putting up a fight each week, and I figured this would be the easiest way to remedy that. Do you want another black eye? Yeah, that's what I thought. God, seeing you explain that to Mom and Dad was so fucking funny. I can't believe you said you tripped and fell into a doorknob. Sometimes I think they know. I really do. They just find it more comfortable to believe that their little princess with a full scholarship isn't some brother-raping degenerate. In fact, I think that's why they always find some excuse to be out of the house for a while. They know it keeps me sane. You know why I do this. I love you. Why else would I be doing this? Here, let's not waste any more time. I'll remind you about how much I love you while I tie your limbs to the bed. Now, you remember how depressed I was when I first went to college, right? I was barely eating, barely sleeping. I did my best to try and figure out what the fuck was wrong with me. I tried meds, and nothing made sense. So I went to therapy. It was mostly a complete bust, but not completely. There was one thing my therapist was good for. He gave me a little perspective that helped me realize what the issue was. I missed you so fucking much. And when I told Dr. Cyrus about you, well, not you, but this guy I was in love with, he told me to stop at nothing to manifest and make it happen with you. So, here I am. Then why do I hurt you? Well, lots of reasons. I hurt you when you make me angry. I hurt you when you turn me on. When I want to hear you whimper. When I remember how much of a shit you were to me growing up. But honestly, it's because I want to. And because I can. Well, maybe that's not how you show your love, but I think love is complicated. It can be messy, violent, and sometimes it's between a brother and a sister. You know, we're not the first, right? Just look at history. Look at the porn you watch. We all know stepsister porn is just a way to avoid outrage and outdated laws. It's one of the most popular fantasies of all time, and look at us. We get to live it. You know I don't just like hurting, right? I'm not a monster. Are we forgetting just how good I can be to you? How many orgasms you've gotten since we started dating? You don't? Well, I do. 14. That's how many times I made you come. Yes, I did count. And that's because I care. I care about us. We're a family. And family is everything. I never really understood that phrase until I realized just how much I needed you. I don't know why it took me so long to really verbalize all of this. I guess I was just shy. You must have been really confused the 14 times I raped you. Well, it's only been 5-6 instances, but yeah. I guess I counted for each orgasm I forced out of you. You're so quiet. I guess you're scared. Gods. Oh, it's so cute. Made you flinch. God, you're so fucking cute when you think I'm gonna hurt you. Let's get some taste going now, shall we? Oh, there we go. Let's just get some of those on my hand. Oh, talk about a tearjerker, huh? Get it? 'Cause I'm jerking you off with your tears? Oh, was I too mean? Oh, your face does look pretty swollen now. That's gonna be awkward explaining to Mom and Dad. What should I say this time, huh? You got stung by a bee? Let's just go with the run into a wall excuse you like to use so much. No one will believe you, but at the same time, no one will believe you're getting fucked and abused by your sister. God, I love this. I love you. This isn't love. Yeah, maybe to you it's not. I think it's funny how often people think they get to monopolize the definition of love. That it has to be selfless, that it has to be kind. That's bullshit. Love is whatever I want it to be. Love is raping your brother because you have to have him. Love is beating him because his whimpers and tears make you come harder than everything. Love is controlling every single thought he has in his cute little brain. Love is a little sister jerking him off with his tears because she tells him just how much she loves making him suffer. Love is making him come harder than he ever will with anyone else in his life. Love is whatever I say it is. And right now, love is teaching brother to come at the count of 10. 10, 9, look at me, big brother. 8, 7, you know you love this. 6, oh, you're getting so close, aren't you? 5, fuck, look at the way you quiver. 4, oh, there's no point in denying how much you love this. 3, you're on the brink of wanting to beg me to come, aren't you? 5, you're waiting for the other number, huh? No, I'm gonna keep you on edge a little bit more. 6, oh, you look pathetic, little brother. 2, you wanna come? You wanna come? Oh my god. Oh, you should see the look on your face. You really thought I was just gonna let you come? Cards. There it is. The desperation. The whimpering. The begging. You wanna come so badly, don't you? My sweet big brother, love of my life. How about you make me feel good too and come deep inside of me? Is that a fair trade-off? Let's make your 15th orgasm the one that splat is deep inside my womb and gives you that deep, guttural fear that I might be pregnant. And I'm going to eat up that despair. You're going to worry each week and wonder if I'm just gaining a freshman 15 or if I'm eating for two. And that anxiety and fear is going to make me come so fucking hard. And maybe I'll keep it. Maybe I won't. Who knows? You won't. Do you still want to come? Oh, don't answer that. It's better if I don't know. Schrodinger's consent and all that. Can you get harder for me, please? Come on. Wake up, big guy. Sister needs to get fucked. Come on. Come on. There we go. Look at that. He even leaked a bit of pre-cum too. And so fucking hot. This is why I feel like calling this rape is sort of an inside joke between us. You clearly like it, don't you? There we go. Fuck. I love how hard you get when I make you hot. There. There it is. Fuck. All the way in. Let me just really enjoy it. Being filled by my big brother. fuck. Even grinding on it like this feels so good. You hit that special spot without even trying. It's like you made for me. I'm gonna have to thank Mom and Dad when they get home. Fuck. They really broke the mold with you, didn't they? Come on. Let's pump that load out of your cock. I really fucking need it. Yes, 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 there it is. The fucking feeling. I can barely survive a week without the feeling that makes me want to leave my lectures and finger fuck myself in the bathroom whenever I think about it. I need it. I need it so fucking badly. I need to ruin you. I need to break you. I need to break you into a million pieces so I can savor every fucking piece as I eventually swallow you whole. Yeah. Fuck. Give me your neck. Give me your neck. Fuck. Fuck, yes. I'm so close. I'm so fucking close. Yes. Just hold on a little longer. Don't breathe. Don't breathe. Come on. Come on. Almost. Almost. Yes. Yes. Fuck. Yes. Fuck. I'm coming. I'm coming. Shit. Fuck. God. Fuck. That's so fucking hot. Breathe. Breathe. Shit. Oh, sorry. I forgot to make you come. Hey. Wake up. Wake up. Hey. Hey, this isn't funny. Wake up. Hey, come on. Wake up. Wake up. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Hey. Wake up. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Please. 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 Come on. No. Please, please, please. Wake up. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Wake up. Wake up. Oh, wake up. Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so worried. I'm so worried. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh my God, I went too far. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. No, I'm so sorry. Jesus fucking Christ. I'm so sorry. I got carried away. Please. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. Please. 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 No, it's not. It's okay. It's okay. Just breathe. It's okay. Just breathe. Just breathe. It's gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine. You just passed out for a second. Shh. I know. It was scary, but I'm here. I love you so much. I'm so sorry. Okay, well, I'm very sorry. I almost killed you. That was not my intention, and moving forward, I'm going to make sure I don't get carried away again. My love, this is just a part of every relationship. Sometimes there are little speed bumps, and you just do your best to get over them and keep moving forward. I may want to hurt you, but I would never want to kill you. I want you forever. Do you understand that? I know it doesn't make much sense to you, but love is often confusing. They do say women mature a bit faster than men, so maybe that's why you're still so confused. It's okay, though. I can be patient. No. Let's just lay here, okay? I won't hurt you anymore today. We'll save that for the next visit. Come here. Lay on my chest. I'll take care of you and keep you safe. I promise. Hey. Come on. Don't give me that look. Why don't I get the sewing kit and I'll fix your little stuff for you? Would that make you feel better? I'm serious. Of course I'll do it. What are sisters for?